This is day 1597 of Aruch HaShulchan. This week's Aruch HaShulchan Yom is being sponsored by Rabbi Yonason and Ezra ben Chana Feigl for his chus, for Gmar Chasim HaToiva, and it should be a tremendously positive year for him. B'chol Sheifnei Yatzliach. Today we're doing Yoreh Deah, Simen Shin Lamed Sif Yud to Simen Shin Lamed Gimel. Sif Dalet. Okay. Sounds like a lot. Yud. So we're it's a continuation of yesterday. Bir Hadvarim about two non-Jews who made a dough, and we're B'gayah in the middle. Okay, bad one. The Simen Shin Chav Vav in his bar. We've learned the Bishnei Yisraelim Chai Gav and the Pturim, two Yisraelim who made a dough together, and it didn't have a shear, and except with the two of them together, and of course they are plotter. Because each one did not have ownership of a full shear. They add on later on to his potter, because they had the obligation of chalav and niftaru. At the time of chovas chalav devar, they're exempted. If you can't join them together subsequently, they're supposed to two non-Jews. There's no chaleis chiyuv at any point. Therefore, each one adds on, it becomes chiyuv. Okay. I was saying that Yisrael was shalkut and b'shutim, so belonged to a Jew and non-Jew in partnership. Chelik Yisrael loya bo shir chalo, Chelik Yisrael never shir chalo, melem loya chiyub al shir, so there's no shir of on the chelik of Yisrael. L'chaim, because Kuti's dough is commanded in leis odami, so therefore, l'chaim hos v'chak ha'chayavis. If he adds afterwards, it's exempt. I was shalkut and p'tur, but the part of the goy is exempt. Shai ho yom ha'chubar, l'chelik shir Yisrael, m'chuyim b'chalo. He was connected to the part of Yisrael, which was Mechuyev and Chalo. It's a very amazing Kiddush. Elishu Potter, but he's exempt, because he's a goy. V'ukulash Shir Chalo, it's as if he didn't need a Shir Chalo, v'hoya Potter, and it was Potter, and they should loya bar chiyuva, because he was not obligated. The Yom Tzishu Kwan Yiftar is also, therefore his dough is exempt. V'eich titzarev at l'chiyuv, how can it now become joined up with more dough to become chayiv? Derech Rambam's out parak zayin, but Rabbi Hisi love. Rabbi argues the other country. The chelk of kol shkin should have a chelik should certainly be chayiv after you add on. By the farish beishachar b'shami shami, they begin to him shani b'shami in which discusses himself as chala. But Rambam's feel like the ikar toli meatzar shein. Rambam holds and the main thing is to the other side. If the second time is obviously the second time belonged to a Jew, so then the side corresponding to that, which belonged to the goy, it was called a bar mikra tzad sheni connected to the tzad sheni, the opposite side, the side of the goy, she love chiyuv chala niftara. It's called having chiyuv chala and exempted. Bam service owed. The other side is not bar chiyuva. In other words, the Yisrael with the goy being the other side. So mikra tzachkein l'shtoy lo v'chiv chal. Then the second side doesn't have v'chiv chal. Picha Yisrael never v'chiv chal. And chal is chiv. Picha Yisrael chay. But you could depart. That's why the Jew becomes chayv later on when you join the additional dough to it, and the dough of the goy remains potter. Yeah, for Zekos, so therefore they say the Amos HaShukuli Potter, what is it that which is belong to the non-Jew exempt? K'shosom HaShukuli Chalko, when they made it without the intent of dividing it up. Ha'ani M'chol HaChalko, and then they decided to divide it up. B'chila Potter, a tzirub Shreiso, because then, since they made an issue without the intent of dividing it up, they was exempted by being joined together with that of the Jew, V'nikro Shoyel HaZachiu, and it's called that Hadar Chalishim Chiu. I must saw mitchil chalko, but he made an issue and divided up. Ain't she saw shaykh lo klau? Probably so is not connected to him at all. V'lo haya gam lo shaskim melam, and never had a shaskiyuv. Me'ol feel chayv shas v'chaka. Does he made an order to divide up? Never it's chayv when he adds on afterwards. Your base. Yodua the Isa shall hefker between min achala. It's known that the dough of hefker is exempt from achala. Lo kriyin bar risoy seichem. It's not called your dough. Okay, therefore, im hefker gaisosgum shes gaglub made your hefker before you rolled it. It's gaglub shas hefker came rolled when it was hefker. Gun to Echo Gilgla, such one person rolled it, Blaze Kavanistic, who didn't have mind to acquire it. Chakach didn't have mind to be acquired. Chakach Zachaba Echo, and then somebody acquired it. Petura, it's exempt. I mean, if Kiel, Koyim Gilgla, Zachaba, Koyim Gilgla, Gilgla, perhaps he was your mafka before it was rolled, and you reacquired somebody, you or somebody else, reacquired it before it's rolled. Chayevis. It's Chayev. The other way around also, if you already rolled it and you're a mafkir, somebody else or yourself was mazachin it, chavas b'chala. Because it already become mechuyev at the time that it was rolled. Of dafka shloys ha'roma behefker. It's only if there's no deceit in the hefker. If there was a ruse in that at the Cholia Chayavis, if he did it as trying to exploit the loophole, it's not legal in this case. Not a legal loophole. It's somebody makes a dough in order to give a tea to an animal. So sechem, your dough. Not one intended for an animal. Therefore, even a person eats it occasionally. It's exempt. Because primarily made for not human being. But not so per common that we learned at the end of the first paragraph. Dough made for dogs. When the shepherd's even made, it's chayav in laptur. It's not, it's exempt. Hachibruz means over shell clubbing or baking for dogs. It's frequently the case that the shepherds even it long creases are clubbing. It's not really called a dough of dogs. If not, mikreis is clubbing. The shepherds don't really eat from it. It's called isa clubbing. Even if it's a nice dough you made for your dog, it's exempt. That's good for the Rambam. Mio Rambanko sadavka shenikra shila clubbing. It's got to be, no, nice dough is chayev. It's got to be obvious that it's a dog dough. Konch ein arucha, but it's so his lamb, such as not made, set in the way that a bread would be set. Halava chayev is about chayev. Tzurpesh ein ruil orli. Torah says, no, it's not, it's more than that. Has been not suitable for shepherds. Konch ein bo mursan rabbe, such as put in a lot of bran. Yed lo pli aramba. He says it doesn't argue. But I must have a fortune clothing if you make it deliberately, explicitly for the purpose of dogs, spot no matter how nice it is. And then impression his stomach is a clothing. But they wanted they're talking about a dog though, which is by default dog though. So if I share shaker, that only would be if it's obvious. The Machlekes is not in terms of halacha, but how to explain the Mishnah there. The bracket says here, Ken Yerli, I'm B. So he said, Obisri Chuba Kasim Shumaris Ain. He says it's Chaikos Maris Ain, Bain Soza, which is the sign of a duke. I guess the question is, what's, come on, sorry, you have to come, what's the default without explicit intent. The Torah makes down the words of Rambam, but somebody who buys Baker Chutzot, he has to take a chalam misofik, Rabbi Yosef, he should be told Rabbi Yosef, it leaves out, so she tosses the elbow, see what could be the test, they don't have to, viduk. Okay, that was the end of Hilchos Challah. Now we have a shocking statement by the Aruch HaShulchan. Hilchos Trumos to Maisos, Matnos, Ani, and Reishos HaGez, the Hilchos of Trumos, Maisos, and the gifts to the poor, impoverished, and the first shearings. Shin Lam Al Shin Lam Bey is together. The Dinah Trumos to Maisos, Maisos, Shein, Vlek HaShulchan Bey, the Dinah of all these Matnos, Ani. Aleph, Dinim Elu Yan, She'enim Nogim Klaub, is Man Hazeh. Obviously, the Aruch HaShulchan is getting towards the end of your day, and He felt it probably understood. I don't know. Anyway, they're not, no, he was not a zeh, but lochus, obviously not Russia, those moves are made, lochus, the inland, in your, 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 and he writes about them, of course, at great length in the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, where he writes about all the halachas which are not noheg b'zman hazeh, But Baruch Hashem shezachinu that they are knowing very much Bisman is in Eretz Yisrael. And of course, people who live in Eretz Yisrael, any people who live in Chutz La'aretz who get produce from Eretz Yisrael, halachas, tumas, and maasos, are very much nogea. Okay, but we're learning regular Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan Yomi. So on we go. This is Simon Shin Lama Gimel. Din Reishi Sages, first hearings. Av Reishi Sages Man Noskuna, Reishi Sages is from the gifts given the Kohen. Can you see B'shaiftim, Sen Pashashaiftim, Reishi Sages Son Chot Titein Lo. The first of your hearings you give to him. Kosh Baruch Hu Zikha L'Kohanim, B'Trumos Dokan, Kosh Baruch Hu Gei T'Kohanim, B'Trumos of Dokan Tirosh V'Yitzar. From the various different produce of grain, grapes and olives, shelo lachmo v'yani v'shamas, so you should have bread and oil and wine, bread and wine and oil. Zilu b'zol chayim keva gave him the arm, the cheeks and the stomach. Ubasa mitzvah shemini the base mitzvah shelo basa echol should have bread the meat eat. Zilu b'reish takias and he gave him the first shearing shelo begel u'bosh to have a garment to wear. L'cheni maya similar kasha. Therefore, if the wool was hard, it's not suitable to wear. But it's exempt from Reishis. The obligation is only with sheep, which are soft, and suitable to wear. But other species, which are hard, tough, which you make sackcloth, potter, exempt. Not for his sack. Even the cashmere of goats, shemizel begad yafeh, from which you can make a nice garment, pots exempt. He says in parentheses here, interesting. They shein gozi masoel toshin also, because you don't shear it, you pluck it. Dixiv la mod l'shares. It's got to be something which you stand in order to. But there's a different reason. So that was in parentheses. Now he says, see, la mod l'shares being davar oel sheres. He says more chulin. Afkula Messiah says the reason, not sure why he brought down the reason parentheses, but the reason given is because as we serve for Big Day Kahuna, to stand and to serve, and you don't serve in goat cashmere. Beis, Tanan, we learned Chulin Afkula Nanei, Reish Lekes Noi Boretz and Chutz Loretz. Reish Lekes applies both in Eretz and Chutz Loretz, in nearby Shalom, in nearby, based on understanding or not. Chulin, non-consecrated animals, although it does not by consecrated animals. Mugmar Hashem, we learned Reish Lekes Eno Egel Boretz. That's the mission. Really, it says only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And it says there, the Gemara, he no Amak Rabbi Loi, no go b'chutzaretz. Today, the custom like Rabbi Loi, not to keep Reish Lekes b'chutzaretz, no go b'chutzaretz Reish Lekes. Chen custom Rambam, Reish Peregrim Yikurim, Chen Oegas Abba Oretz. Only by Eretz Yisrael, Ben Bifnei Abayis, Ben Shlom Bifnei Abayis, whether Beis Hamikdash is standing or not. Kareish Yisrael Dogon, like the first, like Truma, which only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and Sham. Kasa they wrote Daino Gam Eretz Yisrael Noagim. The custom is even Eretz Yisrael they not give rishis I guess. The late after Shum times I don't know why not and why not. V'ayim Ikar Dina Fil Chutzor Eretz Chaim El Shenogu Kain. Fascinating statement. It says Mikar Dina Chaim Chutzor Eretz. It's just not a minhag. I don't know what it means by that. I mean, it sounds like more than Nogu Kain means that Halach was determined that way. Anyway, I've read so in Shum time Rech and so there's no rhyme or reason not to do it. Sometimes the Reish Lakish should do it in Eretz Yisrael if he has sheep. Gam Levim chayv mitzvah to Levim, also chayv mitzvah. Chayten gam a kohen, give it also to a woman who's a kohenes. Kamo matnas kuna simen tamachalv. The bchad a parsha ksibay. Because in the same parsha, by the time it's bar Hashem, it's had the shemayim reason given there in simen tamachalv, which I don't think is part of our seder or chashulchan yomi. Kimo, kevach enoig mukdashim, since it doesn't apply by mukdashim, chen lomi by kachim isbech. Go that same by sacrificial offering. Shem the garmish hekdesh, plea belongs to hekdesh. Feel hekdesh bemos the medekabais. Even you gave the consecrated animals for the treasury of the base of mikdash. Because and you shear them, yachol yechayev. Leave those hitay according to we say has to redeem those shearings given to going. Hekdesh behema chutz mikdash or one of you consecrated animal besides its shearing. Yochol yechayev reish lekes because the shearing is chulin. Tamar tzon cha has to be your sheep. Ein elu tzono, these are not your sheep. V'yipadim hekdash adin kach. If you redeem an animal from hekdash, this is not halacha. Kol kachim shekadam mum kavua lekdeshon. Any kachim, even sacrificial offerings, obviously. she had a permanent moon before they were consecrated. But if when they were redeemed, chayim reish lages, chayim reish lages. They're really absolute chulin. I'm going to make this moon, but he consecrated them before they got a moon. Or she couldn't move over like this, or it was only a temporary moon before he consecrated them. Chayim no lehem kavua, and then he got a permanent moon after he consecrated them. And if when they were redeemed, peturim reish lages, exempt reish lages. Zel psulim mikdashim shadai yesh eizek kedusha lehem. This is psulim mikdashim. We still have some kedusha on them. V'chein shinu b'chulin. There's a little chulin chen kosev a Rambam sham. V'ein l'shol chen astor zel b'kotchem izbech. That this is by kotchem izbech. All that reference, but movement more applicable. Kotchem abayis ein chilu b'kotchem mun kavua like this. Look at them. Kotchem abayis. It's not an animal which is designated for the izbech. There's no difference whether the moon preceded the hekdesh or not. Adram, the contrary, the equal hector should better abides, and the only time actually you could primarily give a regular animal to better abides, who is only when, because of moon kavul ignition, any animal which is able to misbeh, calling become better abides, who actually has a permanent moon. The makh the shrine of better abides over a say, because you take an animal which is not blemish, give it to better abides, you violate a mitzvah say. Kilcher better abides, litzar, lacha pidion, so kilcher better abides, and she also after pidion. To I feel I know it shouldn't be chayim reish lages. I feel because the moon kavur, even the moon kavur preceded the hekdesh, they need to shade a cloud. It's not a question at all. The kotchi berakah bayis I feel it's too shosul with the gizos in the Torah. The kotchi berakah bayis the gizos never usher, even when it's kadosh midor raisa. I give rabbanim. I usher rabbanim. Gizos bechayros. I in shom. It's shenivtu mudu mutarim gizos when they're redeemed. You're allowed. You are allowed to share them. In other words, they now have to share kachim b'negabayis only against the rabbanon. Be the rice, you are allowed to share them. Sell the share, sell the sharings, be redeemed. But the rabbanon, they said not to share. But the rice, it's sharing some mutar. So therefore, when they're redeemed, it's certainly mutar makisa. I feel shakada mekdesh as mum, even where they were consecrated for mum, rab kachim izbech, ain't okay, and it's only by kachim izbech, not that way. We'll stop here for today. No, we don't. Wrong. Go to Dalit. Sorry. One more. Dalit. Required is why it's ready because clarified. Ain't chayim reish lages rak bequesting lebad. You only chayim reish lages by sheep. Ben tzchayim rekoves rekoves male or female. Shetzarim rekoshim p'turim if they have hard wool, it's exempt. But ain't chayim reish lages mari yishayim. It doesn't matter what they look like. Laftav k'tzem lov. It doesn't have to be specifically white wool. Tudin adam or shachar or shachum. Red or black or brown, the same thing, as long as that's their nature. Having several, etc., but he would dye the wool, potter, exempt. Cleaning machinery, require it by changing it. But he's sure, this is wrong. She's still going because he lost the coin. I've even leave no, if I've only bleached it, chayev. Acha shall be no. You chayev after you bleached it, leave it in the coin. Leave it in a machinery. Bleaching is not a machinery. But how come the inner exam, the micro machinery, should leave no being in a chain of chosen be also? High in terms of theft. If you made them bleached in a way which cannot go back to its original status, it is called shinik, which comes from the chashimish with simin shin samach. Rabbi Cohen near Mashas, a paiskim love a shinik. This via coin, the shas paiskim clearly indicates it's not a shinik. Nearly a tam, why? It seems all the reason is, Lishtanim Marisa, it doesn't look different. Chaini Mutalash, with low gozas, now it's within the parameters of Rachel Gez, which anyway looks are okay, it's still chayim. So it doesn't look different enough that it's considered to be a different look. Chayin tosh v'lo gaza soto, if you pluck the shearings, they didn't shear them. Chayin reish lages, it doesn't get you out of it. Chayin shlef v'mayim musim v'tzerim, and also if you rinse it in water, and that detached from the wool, then it's still chayin. The gziza lav dafka. The reish lages is to exclude goats, but it doesn't, according to parentheses we learned earlier, but it's that once you're something which can be shorn, even if it's not sheared, it's wool is chayv and rachis, I guess. And here's where we'll stop.